That's Roger Goodell speaking on SportsCenter last night about Michael Vick returning to the NFL. PETA says they want him to have psychological evaluations before the NFL even looks at him again. Would that even help? Dr. Patrick Juanis joins Jeff DeForest and I this morning. He's a celebrity life coach. And Dr. Juanis, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Russ.
What's going on in this guy's head? I mean, he's claiming he's a victim of his upbringing, that nobody ever told him dogfighting was a bad thing. Is that even possible?
Well, did he actually say those words and no one told him it was a bad thing?
Well, that's what he told the folks at the Humane Society. We were just talking to them a couple of minutes ago. He said that they sat down with the head of the Humane Society and he said, all the time I grew up with dogfighting as a kid, nobody ever said it was bad.
Well, there's a difference between dogfighting and then, you know, electrocuting, strangling dogs. Obviously, his past and his history has played a huge role in his behavior and in his outlook. I mean, remember what his history is. This is a kid that was born, well, a kid. I mean, when he was born to two teenage parents. His father was 17, his mother was 16. He was born in 1980. In the 80s, you know, where he was raised was an area full of drugs and gangs. He lacked a lot of discipline, so he didn't have a good background. He didn't have a good foundation. Having said that, I also have found through experience and research that, Russ, we generally tend to go back to our roots, what we knew, what we grew up with. Here is a guy that I also label as someone that's engaging in the OJ effect, killing your career, sabotaging your life. And he, you know, there is the possibility that he be rehabilitated. I think that someone probably told him to say something as ignorant as, oh, I didn't know dogfighting is bad. But again, I go back to that point that there's a huge difference between, you know, what they sometimes do in Mexico with chicken fights and then actually, at the end, electrocuting or strangling the dog. So this guy has many, many other emotional issues that he's never dealt with in terms of maybe suppressed anger. The desire to be cruel to an animal is much more than just a sport. It's not a sport. So he probably has a lot of anger, a lot of bitterness, and maybe a lot of suppressed and repressed rage.
Dr. Juanis, Jeff DeForest on 850, and it's interesting because people are talking about, with regard to his return to the NFL or possible NFL status, whether or not they can trust Michael Vick. How difficult is it going to be for Vick to trust people again if he already, as you said, had kind of a checkered background in that regard to begin with?
Well, it's interesting you raised the issue of trust. You know, we'd need to look into his real relationship between his mother and father. Remember, his father was never present. His father was never around, so he didn't really have a strong role model, which will have a lot to do with it. But also, you know, you've got to look at where he is right now in terms of, can he really be rehabilitated? And the word rehabilitate means to restore to a condition of good health, the ability to work, and to restore to form of rank, rights, and privileges. He'll never be fully rehabilitated in terms of his status, in terms of his position in society and even as an NFL player. Understand that this guy is very close to bankruptcy. He owes a lot of people money. Michael Vick is going to have to work for $10 an hour in a construction company unless he gets signed back onto the NFL.
Yep.
And he has lost his right to vote. I mean, he's lost his status as a football star. He's lost a lot of respect. But the most important thing for him now is, can he restart his life and heal the very things that drove him to engage in acts of cruelty to animals? Not the illegal gambling, but the pain that he inflicted on animals. Can he be rehabilitated to get beyond that and to heal what drove him to that action?
Dr. Juanis, I'd like to hear more, but unfortunately we're out of time here this morning up against our 10-minute news sweep here. Dr. Patrick Juanis, you want to get in touch with him or find out more, it's Patrick Juanis, WANIS.com, celebrity life coach and human behavior expert from Miami this morning on News Talk 850 WFTL.